Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am very happy to be able to sit with you in meditation. We're going to sit for our traditional 10 minutes, and we're going to start momentarily. And, you know, maybe a cat will show up and sit with us. I don't know. So please get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor or in a chair, and both are fine. You can get settled too, young man.
I do.
And as you get settled, I want to add a little bit to the talk that I gave you before last week's meditation, which was on the most important quality that you and I need to apply to our meditation practice. Most important. And that is the quality of precision, of applying the technique fully and wholeheartedly, and not fooling around with any of the details. Like, I like this part of the instruction, but I don't like that part, so I'm going to substitute something I learned in another practice. That's not a good idea. So please, I'll reiterate, apply the technique as fully as you can. And today I want to talk to you about the other very most important quality that you and I need to bring to our meditation practice, and that is the quality of gentleness. It is very easy to mistake the instruction to be precise, excuse me, for the instruction to be a hard ass, for the instruction to beat yourself up, push yourself, try to be perfect at meditation. And that is not the intention at all of behind the invitation to be precise. The intention behind that invitation is to be simple and to be clear. When it comes to gentleness, the other very most important quality to apply, the intention is to extend the hand of friendship to yourself while you are practicing, which means to allow whatever arises, whatever occurs, whatever you feel, however well you think you do at meditation, to be completely fine and totally part of the practice. I can imagine, even though I don't know you or most of you, that you are already really good at being hard on yourself, and you do not need to perfect that. You may not be so good, perhaps, at being gentle with yourself and at being kind toward yourself, and this is your chance to practice that by allowing your meditation experience to be exactly what it is. And if it is spacious and clear and peaceful and full of insight and peace, A plus, my friend. However, if it is full of agitation and crankiness and bitterness and speed and chaos and crying and or boredom, you still get an A plus, because all of that can be included, because all of that is part of the beautiful, amazing human being that you are. And if meditation could teach us one thing, it is that you are already fine, exactly as you are right now. You are not broken, and you do not need to be fixed, as my friend Patty Dye has said. So there is no need to apply meditation as medicinally, as if you were ill. The premise of the practice altogether is that you are well, and now you can remember that, which is not, I'm not trying to say that you don't also have illness, mental or physical, or neuroses, or big problems, or terrible obstacles. We all do. Nonetheless, underneath all of that, the ground, the foundation, the essence is simple and complete, undiluted, indestructible, basic goodness. That is who you are. So if I can just offer you one thing in today's practice, if I could open your head and just boop, put one thing in there that would just stay there as a seed that would just blossom and blossom for the rest of our lives, it would be this. You are completely whole, and I would even say perfect, and worthy, and decent, and sane, and good, and beautiful, right friggin' now. And nothing else needs to be added to the equation to make that so. Whoop, closing that back up. Keep that in there, let that percolate. And in the meantime, my perfect friend, let's practice together. Please begin your practice by sitting up straight, unless that is painful. And it's really important not to hurt yourself in meditation. That would be a bad practice. So sit up straight in your version of straight. So if you don't have any back or neck or hip or ankle or butt problems, just sit up straight. If you have any such problems, do your version of sitting up straight. However it is you choose to sit, let there be a sense of upliftedness, even if that just comes from the inside. A sense of, like you're blossoming up. And like a beautiful flower, you are sort of emanating a kind of beauty and grace. And it starts from deep in here. And if you can't do that, pretend. Pretending is a great way to start. Let your hands rest, palms down, simply. And all the details of the posture basically are because they are the simplest way to do it, not because they're necessarily got secret woo-woo stuff embedded in the details. Just simple. Makes it easiest for you to sit. Let your belly relax. I'm always kind of surprised by how much I hold my own belly in. Let your heart relax. Maybe you also hold your heart tightly on some level. This is safe right now, your meditation practice. So you can afford to soften a little bit or a lot. You choose. Let the shoulders relax. Imagine that you've been carrying a giant boulder around, which sometimes everyday life does feel like that. And someone really nice and really strong just whoop, lifted it off. So feel like some cool air and a sense of relief in your shoulders and neck. And imagine that someone just lifted 20 pounds off of you, that boulder weighed 20 pounds, and you could feel a kind of buoyancy in your body because of that. The chin is tucked, so the back of the neck is long. If you have neck problems, this is a good, important piece of the instruction, so you don't create any repetitive strain. Just nice long neck. The mouth is closed. And the breath comes in and out through the nose naturally, meaning there's no special way to breathe because breathing is just already special. The eyes remain open and the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters, or 6 inches if you're sitting right in front of a computer screen or a tablet of some sort. Just let your eyes lower to whatever distance makes sense. And at the same time, let them soften a lot. Ooh. And feel any tension in the muscles around the eyes, just boop, let go. And place your attention on the breath. Meaning, feel the breath. Feel the breath coming in on the inhale and dissolving out on the exhale. In and out through the nose. I live near a train track. Please enjoy the sound of the train. I do. Let your thoughts be as they are. It's kind of irrelevant. Try not to think of them as containing content, but actually as just sort of emitting sounds. Some are loud, some are soft, some are staccato, some are thunderous. No problem. Just notice that quality without particularly checking on the content, and then let go. And return your attention to the breath. And know that you're not doing this by yourself, actually. There's many of us sitting together right now, sort of regardless of what time you happen to be doing this. Our amazing giant community, somebody's bound to be practicing with you right now. And if you become distracted by thought, meaning checking the content rather than the tonality, as it were, just let go and come back. And I'll tell you a little secret, I guess. Something that I do in my own practice. I pretend or imagine, not sure what the difference is, that while I sit here by myself in my home with you, someone is looking at me with the eyes of love. The world, somehow, is seeing me with love. So imagine that that is so. Pretend. If that resonates with you, and if not, just ignore. But if so, feel the love coming toward you from this unnamed place. And breathe and relax. Thank you so much for your practice. Let's close our practice by wishing each other well. And know that as you send out such wishes come to you too. Thank you.